This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, December 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Smoke cost farm workers pay, a standoff at Point Reyes, and CBO considers crop insurance to cut deficit. Smoke cost farm workers a third of their hours. Farm workers saw their work hours drop 37% due to wildfire smoke in 2020, a banner year for blazes in California, according to a new UC Davis study. The number of farm workers in the survey fell by 35% of those days and by 18% in less smoky areas. Yet workers pulled in more hours in the days before the smoke events and switched to less impacted fields. The novel research approach gathered location-based data from millions of cell tower pings in the area. Now keep in mind, while 2020 was an unusual year for wildfire smoke sweeping into ag regions, it was before the state approved new protections requiring N95 masks for outdoor works during bad air quality days. Point Reyes cattle ban escalates. The California Cattlemen's Association leapt into action last week as the National Park Service began to dismantle an 8-foot-tall fence barring elk from grazing on pastoral land at Tamales Point in the Point Reyes National Seashore. Yet by the time the association filed the lawsuit to block the move, the service had removed nearly half of the 2-mile fence. In the long simmering feud between ranchers and conservationists, the service region, the local elk population, needs to access more habitat to increase its drought resilience. Environmentalists have called the fence the Ungulate Berlin Wall. The service began removing it just a day after releasing a new management plan, flipping from its traditional approach of excluding elk. CCA contends tule elk are competing with cattle for grass and other forage. They knock down fences, they lead cattle to stray into the well-touristed roadways, and gore cattle over feed and water. The encounters also risk spreading the often fatal Johann's disease and other illnesses. After the U.S. District Judge ordered a halt to the dismantling, the case was put on pause until February. Arizona Attorney General sues Southey-owned alfalfa farm over water use. Arizona Attorney General suing Saudi Arabian-owned alfalfa farm Fondamont over its groundwater pumping, claiming a substantial and rapid decline in the Renegras plant basin water levels violates the state public nuisance law by harming others reliant on water. The lawsuit filed in Maricopa County Superior Court claims Fondamont extracted about 31,200 acre feet of groundwater from the basin, which lies in western Arizona, to grow alfalfa last year. This amounts to more than 81% of all groundwater extracted in 2023, the lawsuit asserts. The suit argues that groundwater depletion due to Fondamont's pumping has caused land in the basin to sink, which could lead to sediment buildup and damage to homes, well pumps, and infrastructure. Recovery could take centuries, though the effects in some cases may be permanent, it alleges. From the other side, in an email statement, Fondamont spokesman Barrett Parsons says the allegations are not founded. The company, quote, remains committed to progressive, efficient agricultural practices on all its operations, has continued to develop responsibly during its time farming in the state, and complies with all state regulations, he says. Fondamont, a subsidiary of Alamari, a Saudi Arabian dairy company. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Brabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Crop insurance targeted in CBO's deficit cutting options. The Congressional Budget Office is out with some ideas for reducing the deficit, and the options include an idea that CBO has floated before: cutting crop insurance subsidies. CBO estimates taxpayers could save $46.7 billion over 10 years by reducing premium subsidies and limiting the rate of return and administrative and operating expenses for companies. Why it could matter? Well, the 116-page document called Options for Reducing the Deficit 2025 to 2034 is particularly relevant now given the Department of Government's efficiency initiative launched by billionaires Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Why this idea might not matter? Well, the crop insurance program has broad support on Capitol Hill, in part because it touches every region of the country and provides broad coverage for not just row crops, but rangeland and for livestock. Moreover, Congress has been looking at increasing A&O, not cutting it. The House Ag Committee's Farm Bill would index the A&O cap to inflation. Companies use A&O to compensate agents. Congress also has been looking at boosting premium subsidies on supplemental policies to reduce the demand for ad hoc disaster aid. Bozeman questions what Kennedy, quote, wants to sink his teeth into. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services has some in the food and agriculture industry alarmed. Incoming Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas says the confirmation hearing process will shed more light on Kennedy's views. Bozeman said in this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, "What I'd like to know is really what he wants to sink his teeth into. He's talked about a whole lot of things. What is he really interested in doing? Where can we find common ground?" Kennedy, as a part of his Make America Healthy Again campaign, has criticized production agriculture for excessive use of pesticides, questioned the nutritional value of seed oils, and gone after the food industry for ultra-processed foods and food additives. Bozeman says some of Kennedy's ideas are good, but, quote, some we'll have to wait and see. RFK Jr. will be on Capitol Hill next week. Now, you can listen to more from Senator Bozeman, who also comments on the choices of Lee Zeldin as EPA Administrator and Brooke Rollins as Agriculture Secretary in our Newsmaker program. It's available at www.agripulse.com today. Here's today's final word. It is unacceptable for any business to blatantly ignore safety protocols. That Cal OSHA Chief Deborah Lee announcing the agency's first citation for a company willfully violating heat illness prevention regulations. A Van Nuys landscaping business faces nearly $300,000 in penalties for not providing proper training and access to water and shade. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, December 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.